USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. China's military is becoming aggressive in the Taiwan Strait and South China Sea.
These are part and parcel of an increasing level of aggressiveness by the PLA, the PRC's military.
That's what National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters after a Chinese warship came dangerously close to a U.S. Navy destroyer over the weekend. Kirby said the intercept was unsafe and unprofessional, similar to a reported near miss involving Chinese and U.S. aircraft last week. A former Watergate prosecutor thinks former President Trump is in really big trouble.
Jill Winebanks told MSNBC that Trump is facing significant jeopardy as the investigation into his handling of classified documents unfolds.
This evidence just adds to the mound of stuff that already exists. I'm wearing a toast pin today because I think he's toast.
Recent reports revealed federal investigators obtaining audio evidence of Trump admitting to possessing undisclosed classified documents after he left the White House.
Correspondent John Schaefer. The House Oversight Chairman is beginning the process to hold FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress.
The confidential human source who provided information about then Vice President Biden being involved in a criminal bribery scheme is a trusted, highly credible informant.
After reviewing a document claiming President Biden was involved in a criminal bribery scheme and being briefed by officials, Republican James Comer said the FBI refused to hand over the unclassified record to the House panel, prompting his action. The White House is offering condolences to the loved ones of those killed in a bizarre plane crash in Virginia.
Just terrible. Terrible news. Nobody wants to get that.
National Security Council spokesman Kirby said six F-16 fighter jets were scrambled in response. Four people on board the plane were killed, including the pilot. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
South Carolina Senator and 2024 presidential candidate Tim Scott says comments made about him by hosts of ABC's The View were offensive, in his view. He appeared on the show Monday after hosts Whoopi Goldberg, Sonny Hostin, and Joy Behar argued last month that Scott does not get systemic racism, with Goldberg calling him the exception, not the rule, when it comes to African Americans in the U.S.
That is a dangerous, offensive, disgusting message to send to our young people today.
Scott brought up former President Obama, Vice President Kamala Harris, and the police chief in his home city as African-American success stories. Four Democratic senators are asking Twitter CEO Elon Musk for answers about the company's operations.
In a letter to Musk, the senators ask about the company's ability to comply with FTC agreements made in 2011 and 2022 concerning the company's ability to protect consumer privacy. This comes after Twitter's head of trust and safety and head of brand safety and advertising quality announced their resignations. Over 80% of Twitter's workforce have left since Musk took control. I'm Lisa Taylor.
Norma Hunt, the wife of Kansas City Chiefs founder and NFL pioneer Lamar Hunt, has died. Lamar Hunt founded the Chiefs franchise in 1960 and died in 2006. He is also considered the father of the modern-day Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.